Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the Permission Granted Podcast, the PGP. This is the show about the show within the show. We like to peel back the curtain and show you how things happen inside the DA show. This is available on all places podcasts are available, including iTunes. Just search Permission Granted, or it's available on the normal DA show podcasts feed. It's also available on our website where all the audio is archived every day. That is daoncbs.com. So last week, there was a bit of friendly fire on the PGP, as there normally is, as Mraz and Bogish took shots at my most recent Nomad episode, which is my travel series available on YouTube, as I filmed one when I was on my honeymoon last summer in Bermuda. And their point was that how dare I take attention away from my lovely wife to do a Nomad episode. And so I just wanted to clear the air. Mraz, hell hath no fury like a wife on the PGP. Okay? And so I want to welcome on, for her debut on the PGP, she's joined the show before, the one and only Bourbon Belle, Mrs. Amendolara. Good morning, honey.
Hi, DA. Hi, Sean.
Hello. What's going on? First Nomad, now the PGP. Big things happening.
I know. I wish that it was on the show. Is it appropriate to ask for a beam up on the PGP?
Oh, we can give that to you. Yes, yeah. Because, you know, your husband actually controls the beam up, so I'm going to give one to you right now.
Thank you.
So you heard of the PGP last week. Mraz, would you like to address this head on here? What was your biggest problem?
Well, number one, that he shouldn't be taking time away from the honeymoon to shoot a Nomad, and that if he wanted to put together his own film for your honeymoon, he obviously has the technology to do that while producing Nomad. And second of all, if you really wanted the Nomad, I thought it was ridiculous that he waited this long and pumped out this many other episodes instead of just putting that one out and showing how much he really cared.
That's so really your argument is based on the fact of that he did it to begin with, and then the timeline. It was a lot of emphasis on timeline, I felt like, in your argument.
Right.
When
well, because his defense for doing it is that you wanted, you know, it would be a good time to document some stuff on your honeymoon. And I said, that's all fine and plenty. But then if that was really what you wanted, then he, as the husband, should have put more emphasis on getting it out quicker instead of waiting for, like, episode 9 this season to get it out, since it happened last summer.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I think that, okay, so if you thought that the origin of the purpose for me, that I had an ulterior motive to say that, hey, I just want, you know, you to document the honeymoon,
uh-huh,
then I think that would be fair, but that's actually not what happened.
Okay, all right, I'm here for the truth.
It's not what happened. So just to peel it back a little bit here. So first of all, with you and Andrew talking, which Andrew has some great one-liners on that, like Andrew backwards talking about his own series.
That was a great line.
It was really great. I was, you know, busting out on the train laughing about that one. So, but I think it's like really sexist and a stereotype for a man to say that a woman, that a woman's going to be furious because her husband is doing something, you know, with his buddies or not hanging all over her hand and foot at the pool with a margarita on a honeymoon.
Yeah,
like, interesting.
I think that's a little bit antiquated and a little dated. to be totally honest.
I got to be honest. I didn't sit down expecting the Me Too movement to get thrown right in my face right now over Nomad, but fair enough.
But I do. I think that's important to think about. Like, that's not
sure.
to think that would be my lens in looking at it, I think is not totally fair. To DA. Now, the other thing that I would think that you all would have a line of sight to, you know, some people who have spouses that they talk all day for a living, they might come home and they might be quiet.
Oh,
they might be more introspective or, you know, doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not DA, okay?
The show never ends.
You guys huff and puff about 15-paragraph emails that you get. I get 15 paragraphs of copy times 15 each night.
Hey, you signed up for that.
I did, because if you know something about me, I need content. Like, I need constant contact, constant content.
That's right.
Contact, too, is great, but content. to be stimulated. For me, it's an escape, because I talk all day at work, too. I'm not in sports media. I'm not in journalism, but I'm always presenting to clients and that whole bit, that song and dance.
Mm-hmm.
So if Damon doesn't have something else to focus his attention to, like, I try to really, like, steer that, because I need a break, okay?
Okay, all right. So,
context of the wedding, like, I needed a break afterwards, too, so giving him a project on the honeymoon, like, that's very convenient.
All right, so just, that's an amazing answer. But, so just to clarify, you go on a honeymoon with your husband after your first of many weddings,
mm-hmm.
and your thought process was, now I need a break from this guy. This is my motive to nudge him to film a Nomad, because I know he'll get really engulfed in this.
So what you didn't see, so in the first shot where he's wearing, like, his shirt, like a nice button-down shirt with, like, the scuba gear, which is hysterical and, like, classic
DA. It's quite
DA.
The image. It should be the cover of his baseball card if he had one.
I mean, it's like a perfect DA mashup, right? Like, that's how we live
business
every day.
Business in the front,
day.
Party in the back.
Totally. What you don't see, which is just out of the frame of the shot, I am sleeping underneath a rock.
As he's got to do the, you know, grand juncture. This is where we are. We're in Bermuda, the whole deal.
I asked him, I'm like, do you need me to hold the camera? Do you need me to do anything? He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, all right, I'm going to be over here, and we're taking a nap.
Wow. So this is unbelievable. Okay, so I guess I got to give you more credit than what's due, but I never really was a knock on you. It was more of a knock on DA, but now the way I see it, knowing that I spend almost as much time as you do with him, I can understand that. You want to get the guy off your back and give him something to do.
Exactly. Everybody needs a little project.
A little project. You know, and it's funny. I think we could relate, and this is really behind the scenes, Amber Lee, just so you know. The drop machine that we have that plays all these sound effects and the drops that we have throughout the show seems to be on its way out. And we got a new one brought in. But to get the old drops to the new one seems like it's going to be a bit of a project.
Pete must be freaking out.
Pete is freaking out. I already sent my email, not nearly 15 paragraphs, but with the same thought in mind. Hey, DA, you want to stay busy? How about you take together and put these drops in? And I'll help when I can. But now I can relate, because I know what you're talking about, because I feel like it's come from the same way. So bottom line is this. You wanted a break from DA, and the best break was get him in love with his Nomad. So did you actually even really want the video?
So I actually didn't even think of the video as a takeaway from it. I didn't. But I do think, too, in all, so we bust on DA and his 15, you know, 15 paragraphs and all of that bit.
Yes.
But he is, like, a tremendously hard worker.
That I am aware of, yeah.
Like, tremendously.
Too much. Expects too much from people who won't work nearly as hard. And I'm not naming any names.
Problem in my own life. So as I call in from work. But I think it's important that in the whole of, to take a slightly serious note for just 2.5 seconds.
We don't do that here.
I'm sorry, but no, it's not a work-life balance thing, right? It's all integrated together.
Sure.
And that's the way that we view everything. So we have a leash with each other when, you know, you have to do something, I have to stay late, he has something going on, whatever. It's just like a mutual respect that, you know, you do what you have to do and you fit it in where you can. And it's not like the separation of church and state. It's not black and white between, you know, work and being at home. So in my mind, I just don't think about it in that way. So it really wasn't even a blip on my radar. And I wish there was some juicy ulterior motive here to make sure that I had like beautiful panoramic views of Bermuda, but it wasn't. And if it was, I think that the editing was too much on the twizzy and not enough on me laying on the beach.
All right. So then you would say, no matter what, you need a break. The one time in your life you could probably have your husband to himself disconnect from anything would be your honeymoon. And you're completely okay with that disconnection.
Well, it's not like he spent that much time doing it either.
Well, I've seen him shoot these nomads. I mean, I'll be at a game with him. I'm like, are we even going to talk the whole day, or are we just going to keep doing camera shoots? Mr. Peanut, I feel like you didn't even meet him.
Well, I think also, too, there's a level of, you know, some nomads are more highly directed than others.
Sure.
And it could also be that, you know, some actors in Nomad need some more direction, Sean, than others.
That's true. That's true. I do freeze when that camera comes on. I mean, it is one of my favorite television series. So when you get on it, it's really interesting.
Right. But when you're a natural born performer, like such as, you know, myself and DA, things just, you know, you just roll with less takes. I mean, how many takes did it get to get the saying goodbye to the peanut mobile down?
Several, but I wouldn't blame that on me. I would blame that on DA and the camera angles, but you're right.
Sure.
All right. So basically the point is he didn't take up that much time doing it because you guys had so seamlessly put that out there. Okay.
I think also here's the big takeaway is that don't assume that wives need or want their husbands around even in the most romantic moments.
Oh, for sure.
They would probably rather have some space.
I've been told several times, do you have any plans on Friday? No, I'm just, you sure you don't have any plans on Friday? And I will make an admission because I want to be as transparent as possible. On my honeymoon, the Rangers were in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And I made a point at a resort in St. Thomas. I made sure the resort we booked, by the way, had NBC Sports Network before I went down there.
Got to do your research.
She didn't even know I had done all this. And I gave my wife $100 to go down to the casino, and I said, I'll meet you for dinner in 3 hours. And I made sure I watched the Ranger game in the room.
So there you,
you
go.
No, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
See, I didn't have to give him, he didn't have to give me cash in that.
No, but don't think he could do a project.
Don't think that I'm not making a, you know, a treasure chest, you know, full of things too, and stockpiling away, you know, some of the wins. You just got to cash them out. And just cash them in a little differently.
Look, they say in the NFL season, no team is fully together till November. So stash as many wins in your pocket early, and then maybe you'll be in the playoff mix.
Absolutely.
All right, Miss Bourbon Bell, thanks so much for joining us on the PGP. That was great.
Thank you for having me.
So there you go. There's the story.
Well, look, I'll give you a little more credit there. Well, number one, she made a lot of sense. I get that. Want a mental break.
I mean,
but basically what I took out of that is you were used. You were a pawn in her game because she's sick and tired of you being around her.
She's smarter than I am. What can I say?
She's smarter than all of us.
She's smarter than... But how about that? That the reality was she just wanted a break from me.
Just
if I had a project, at least I had somewhere I could put my energy into instead of annoying her.
But what does that say about how much time you put in a Nomad that she knows that's the perfect break to give?
I think it says something about maybe I need to figure out how to relax and not...
I would say so, yeah. I would say so. Maybe write an email to your future self about relaxing and make sure it's as many paragraphs as possible so it takes time to read through.
All right, well, that's a very special side A. Talk about going really inside. There you go. That's the most inside. Side B, it's going to be you and Bogues.
Me and Bogues. Let's roll.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome into Side B of the PGP. This is Mraz, the host of Side B and the executive producer of the DA show. After, quite frankly, a gripping Side A where I was not expecting when I walked in the studio to have DA's wife on the other end of the podcast defending, and I would say even throwing DA under the bus a little bit and how annoying he could be on a honeymoon, so therefore she gave him a pet project. And I am joined by Andrew Bogish. And Bogish, now you haven't listened to Side A.
I haven't.
That's a little tease for you about what everybody listening to this has just listened to. But basically, I was told right then and there by DA's wife, the lovely Amber Lee, that sometimes on a honeymoon, it's not just about spending time with one another. She just needs a piece of quiet, and giving DA a project, well, that was up her alley in her master plan. So giving DA a Nomad on her honeymoon was not him not spending time with her. It was her, get him the heck away from me.
So on their honeymoon, and there's only one of those, right? No, there was like one and a half, if I remember correctly. Two weddings, and then they go away for a little bit, and then go away for a longer trip after the fact.
Yeah, I think so. And now DA just took his honeymoon with his friends, this spring right. training. I mean, it never ends.
So on his official honeymoon.
I think I went on a honeymoon to Boise with him.
They needed a break.
Right.
Is that the short story? Okay. Yeah, I did see the other day, there was like, you know, I didn't click on the link because I didn't want to be angry, but there was a story about how like the new trend is people get married and then they each take their own vacation.
Oh, come on.
Like I think they called it a uni moon. Like, and it's like, so you're getting married and then going away separately? That can't possibly be a good sign.
Back in my day, Bogus, we called that the bachelor party and the bachelorette party.
Right, or divorce. You call it pre-divorce. You call it cheating. I don't know
so
what
we've
that is.
Definitely hit the point now where we're going to get married to you for financial reasons, but geez, just stay away from
me. We're going to live separately, travel differently, and I'm not taking your last
name. That's the trend the country's going. So maybe DA was a trendsetter. Who knows? No, but that was good stuff on side A, and I walked out of there with a far better understanding. Now to more pressing issues.
Now to your work wife.
Yeah, and that would be Pete the Body Bilotti. Now, as we peel back the curtain, as we like to do here on the Permission Granted podcast, I didn't put this on Twitter, and neither did Pete, but for now, the third time since Pete has taken over as a professor at St. John's University, I was brought in to speak to his class about what? I'm still confused here as it was about 12 hours later. So now, this is the third semester in a row I have done this, Andrew Bogish. To get to St. John's University, it's about a 45-minute drive from where I live.
Okay.
So I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart because I love Pete. Now, it should be known, I was asked for about 5 weeks in a row to come in. There are only so many excuses you can come up with on a Tuesday night.
Right.
Not to go. And now, it's not that I'm not willing to give back to the community, if you will. It's just, you know, it's a hassle to go there and everything like that. But I have a good time teaching. But I really felt and took away from last night speaking to Pete's class that I was used, Bogish.
To have Pete not work?
Pete, as we had Maggie Gray read The Trash Tuesday on Tuesday, doesn't have a voice.
Right.
Now, back in my day, as I'll say this for the second time, when a professor did not have a voice...
Did they call them professors at the school that you went to?
I kept calling him Pete. I don't know. I don't know if the kids knew his name was Pete. I kept calling him Pete.
No, back in the day when you were in school, in your college, quote-unquote, they had professors...
Yeah, I think
they had like volunteers who would just come in and like watch you guys not commit crimes for a few minutes.
Both.
Okay.
But that would be my point.
Right.
Wouldn't you think Pete would just cancel class last night when he can't speak?
No, he got to have class. It's only once a week. He's got to get those kids their information.
So here's my point. He really pressed me on coming in yesterday.
Right.
You sure you can come in? You sure you come in? And I realized for a good hour, he would softball, you know, low talk. You know how you bring up Pete joining in mid-thought?
Yeah.
His voice was shot. And it would be me kind of bellowing out and going on a tangent for 3 minutes and doing a Q&A with the class. And then I realized when I left, I think Pete used me. I think Pete is getting paid a professor's salary and didn't want to cancel class. And I was the teacher last night, which, by the way, is the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Pete gets paid per class. But, I mean, between me and you and Tiki Barber went one time.
Yeah.
Like, he asks everybody, and I feel like... It's at least like an hour break in every class. Now, because the class, it's once a week, so I think it's like 3 hours. One time I went, I left, and they continued class.
That happened, too, but Pete texted me within a half an hour, which told me he wrapped class up after I left.
It's all connected here, like the misweighing of the buffet food to save on some money.
Pete's getting paid a teacher's salary.
Right.
Or whatever it is. Who knows how much Pete's getting paid with his master plan. I mean, now that he's
knowing Pete, he might pay them to let him do it so he can call himself a professor.
Right, exactly. So he just wants the title. So is Pete taking on a professor's role and then calling on all his friends in the business to come speak seemingly every class or every other class, and Pete gets out of teaching and he starts doing the math an hour out of every class. And suddenly you realize we're not getting paid for this. We're driving a heck of a long time to get there. Which brings me to my next point. This class is at night, Bogus.
Yeah.
At night.
Right.
Can the guy supply us with some pizza or some dinner something?
There is that. I've had, this is year three, year four. It's been going on for a while with Pete.
I think it's year three.
Okay, or semester three. It's happened.
Whatever it is. I've gone three times. Maybe I missed a semester.
It's not new. And I can't help but think about things like logistically. It's just the way my mind works. Like, I'm always trying to be efficient. Like, you should do it this way or at this time. It's all, and so my issue starts with Pete with this is that this class is Tuesday night at like 6 o'clock.
Right.
He's done here most days in theory like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
But he's got the scheduling now.
Right, right. But like, take the schedule off the table. He's done at like 1 o'clock.
Right.
He would go right from here, take the train to Long Island, then drive to St. John's, be on campus at 3 o'clock, quote unquote, get work done, and then do this class, and then like complain about how long of a day it was. And I would always be like, Pete, just why don't you go home for a little bit? Like,
right.
Go home, take a nap, take a shower, do whatever, and then drive to St. John's.
By the way, I said it takes me about 45 minutes. Pete lives a lot closer to St. John's
now,
than
it's
I
not
do.
The most, like, going north to south on Long Island is a little bit of an issue
right.
because there's not a direct route, and I didn't know what the route would be. It wouldn't be the easiest drive.
But you could definitely go home for a little
bit.
He
could be home for 2 hours, which is a long time to be home and do whatever.
Reset but your body,
exactly.
reset your mind.
But then he goes there, sits there, kills all of this time, and then by the time class starts, he wants to leave. So in comes us to
save the day, yeah.
And then 15 minutes later, oh, we've had enough, guys. You guys can all go home now. And then because he's wasted from being exhausted.
So what we're learning here is Pete is running the biggest scam in the world just for the title of professor.
Well, it's like the third biggest academic scam right now.
Sure.
He's been trumped by Lori Loughlin and the other people in California. But
right, but I mean, you give a sneaker deal to Pete,
leader.
Suddenly it's a problem.
I just need Pete. I think at one point he had a St. John's basketball player in his class. I need Pete to be involved in some kind of, like, grade-fixing scandal. That would be the most amazing thing ever if he was just, like, you know, just pushing these kids along to keep them eligible.
And on that note, I should be known, you just made me jog my memory about one other thing, and I can't believe Side B has just become a total Pete bashing session.
Beef
but it
Bilotti.
Ties in.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys don't see this stuff, and I was at the class last night. So I arrived. I tried the time out yesterday, and I arrived an hour before I was due, which now think about how much time
I'm
killing.
What are you going to do?
What am I doing? So
right.
I walked around campus. I caught the end of a spring training baseball game. But so I text Pete about where the hall was because I got lost on campus. He goes, yeah, I'm in the room now. Look down, and it's like, I mean, 45 minutes before the classes start.
Right.
I know at some point you don't want to walk in just the class start and get set up. It seemed a little much. I come in, and I got the huff and the puff from Pete. I go, what's going on here? And he's like, this kid's squatting in my classroom. I go, what do you mean squatting? Because I walk in, there's seven women here. They're all sitting down talking and stuff. I told them, get the bleep out of my classroom. I got to set up here. It's ridiculous. And at this point, a woman walks back in, and she grabs something and a piece of paper out of the garbage, gives Pete a dirty look, and walks back out. He goes, that's one of them right there. I go, well, what's going on here, Pete? He goes, well, I have class coming up, and they're just sitting here hanging out. I don't know if they're using my computer or whatever, as if Pete owns all this equipment. I don't know if they were students. I don't know if they worked there. But Pete threw them out and demanded that this was his classroom.
90 minutes ahead of the start time.
It was about an hour. Because you'd figure if I joined in about 45 minutes, this would have been about an hour before class starting.
Did you have AV materials? Were there handouts? What did he have to set up with?
No. And basically, I just know all he did was go to the DA show's YouTube page and was just pulling up clips he wanted to play during the show. But could you imagine these women just sitting there minding their business, finding a nice quiet place to have a conversation?
Right, they're just hanging out in the classroom.
They know the class schedule. Oh, there's no class here for at least two
right.
hours. Who knows how long they were hanging out there. And then Pete comes in, throws them all out, and demands to get out of his classroom. The power trip never ends with this guy.
Yeah, and there's no chance it was a polite.
No.
Like, he might have thought it was polite, but it wasn't polite,
the request to
leave.
The best is when Pete looks at me, and I know he's giving you these eyes, and I don't know if anybody listening can be able to tell this, with the, like, you wouldn't believe this, but, and then you hear the story, and
yeah.
you think Pete's completely wrong.
You're like, why do you think that you're the victim in this, Pete?
Boy, I really feel like bogus on these Side B. Sometimes when you get a good Pete story, it feels like good therapy. I feel better about things.
Therapy for us. He needs real therapy.
All right, that's going to wrap.
Good primetime on Monday, by the
yeah.
way.
Primetime was great. See, that's the thing. I didn't want to get too into primetime on Side because I feel like, knock on wood, we had a really good week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to be the guy who just, I want to hand the ball to the ref now after a good
right.
primetime.
Right, we've been there. We've done that.
We know we're a good show.
Exactly.
Okay? So, yeah, primetime, and boy, these weeks keep ticking away. Week 7 will be here
How
before
about
you know
that?
It's unbelievable. Go Apollos. Got to get back in the win column. All right, every kiss begins with Bogish. Bogish, you can follow him on Twitter.
At Andrew Bogish.
And you can follow me on Twitter, at Mraz Hedias. Take care, everyone.
T-Mobile. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.